Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. So why don't you have what you want? Four reasons: programming, conditioning, problems, identity. Let's go over each one of these. Programming. You've been programmed just like a computer runs programs, and you've been programmed to run certain habits and patterns. But these are not habits and patterns that necessarily bring you out at your very best. These are the habits and patterns you were programmed with, typically by age 8, because it said over 80% of who you are as an adult is learned by age 8. So you were programmed with these habits and patterns to make life easier for someone else at your expense. So this is not your fault that you're having a challenge turning that goal into your reality, having that dream pull you forward into your destiny. But you do have to take 100% responsibility for making the upgrade on this, because once you've accepted a program, it is always going to be there. So we need to find ways to actually make it work for you. So for example, I'm a very giving person. I always see the best in other people. Oh, I am sure how you could see that would be used against me. So I can still see my best in other people, but how much they get of me and seeing that best is dependent upon their behavior. They're acting up. I'm going to go take me seeing my best to somebody else and working with them. Okay. But there was a time when I was taught to trust people indiscriminately. And yeah, I didn't say that word all the way right, but that's okay. To trust them without question and not look at their track record of what's going on. That means that they could use my ability to see the best in them against me, because I would continue to buy into their excuses of why things weren't working out and to give them grace. See, grace without truth allows you to be a doormat, because grace gives people additional chances, but we got to look at the truth. Are they taking full advantage of those chances? But truth without grace is way too hardline. We cut people off. We are just so done with them. No, we're done with them after they've proven to us that they're not willing to upgrade who they are. Okay, so that's been your programming. We just need to upgrade it to where it works for you. And then you have what's known as conditioning. Think of conditioning like going to the gym and working out, or maybe you run a 5K. You've heard me say before, girlfriend, you ever see me running, your ass better be hauling at the same time, because there is something badass chasing us. I don't run for anything. Okay. So, but maybe you decide that you want to do a 5K and you don't just jump right into it if you really haven't been active whatsoever. You've got to build up what you're able to carry and how you're able to move and your endurance. And that's conditioning. Conditioning is our emotional states. Depending on who you talk to, there are anywhere from a few hundred to, over 1,000 different emotional states. Whoa. Unfortunately, you've been taught to experience 10 of them, and typically 8 are negative. 2 are progress. Ugh. So the subconscious, which is running the program, that's your computer. And because I'm a hypnotist, that's what I deal with. So your subconscious, which is running your computer, has to have an energy source. And the energy source, it's electricity that it plugs into, are emotional states. But if you are limited on your emotional states, it's going to be limited on the programs it runs. And then it also goes by something known as like creates like. So if you are in a pain avoidance emotional state, oh no, I need to close myself off. I can't trust other people. Always have to do everything on my own. Woo-hoo. Well, then you're going to produce all the exhausting results that go along with that emotional state. We have to optimize that emotion. It ain't going away. First responders are not fearless. They've learned how to use the fear and say, I've got an adrenaline boost. I'm going to use it to be my best. Same way with the athletes I've been blessed to work with. Okay. The overwhelm and the challenge, it ain't going away. So instead, they go, I need to be able to use it in such a way to get me to my goals quicker, faster, and easier. It's known as expanding the unit. So you have units of energy, but they're using you instead of you using them. So we have to increase your capacity. Don't look at getting rid of the stress. Stress reduction, it's stupid. It doesn't exist. In case you haven't noticed, the longer we go on, the more complex life is getting. It is not getting simpler. It is getting more complex. You should also be upgrading along with it so that you can use it so it doesn't use you. So we've talked about programming. Then we have conditioning. Oh, and then we have problems. You have been taught to solve problems instead of designing a life. If you think about it, that's how you got through school, isn't it? You solved enough problems on the test. You got promoted to the next level, which the problems increase in their complexity. And then you finally graduate, you get a job. What's the job? It's solving problems. And then because you're the type of person who listens to this podcast, I already know that you're caring, compassionate, and you're also very self-aware in the different areas of what you can do as far as solving problems. So your friends come to you when they've got a problem so you can help them solve it. And we also know that the subconscious will not tolerate a void. So once you take something out of it, well, it's going, need to have a replacement. I see this all the time when people try to get rid of bad habits on their own and they don't choose the healthy habit they're going to replace it with. And so the subconscious gets rid of that bad habit just to go get another one. We've also seen this with women that go from one bad relationship to the next. It's a different dude, but it's still the same painful personality. And maybe you've experienced it with bosses. I know I did for a while in my life. Okay, so you've been taught to solve all these problems because you think it's going to promote you to the next level where at some point you're not going to have any more problems. Nope. The subconscious is going to keep finding problems for you to solve, and they are going to keep increasing in their complexity. And the more complex problems you solve does not mean you have a better quality of life. No, you have a better quality of life by stopping to solve problems and instead designing the life you want to experience and how you're going to be challenged to bring out your strengths, talents, and abilities, more of what you possess, what's the best about you, in order to turn those dreams into your reality. Have that destiny pull you forward. And you are never going to get that by solving problems. All right. And then the very last thing, the reason why you don't have what it is that you want is that your identity, what you focus on, what you feel, and the actions you take are based on the three things that I just shared with you. This is the reason why I talk about identity upgrades. It's not enough just to change your behaviors. It's also not enough to go, oh, I'm going to experience feel-good emotions. Oh, that's not going to happen. And your focus is that of a goldfish. So it is said that we change our focus approximately every 10 seconds. You want to be able to have your destiny pull you forward? I need you to start focusing on the one thing that holds your attention longer than anything else in your world. And that's you. Oh, I can hear you now going, oh, I will become selfish. No, you'll become self-centered. Selfish is where you think you give enough of yourself to somebody else, they'll finally see how wonderful you are and they'll throw you the crumbs of connection. You are treating your relationships as a transaction. You are trying to give to get, but you are only attracting in takers. I am asking you to upgrade to the fullest expression of you that's possible at this point in time, to where you give goodness wherever you go. You're not giving it because you think you're going to get something back. You're giving it because who you are. And when you give from that healthy, functional side, not only will you be fulfilled as well as physically manifesting the goals that you want, but you're going to attract in other people who are also expressing themselves at their very best. And now you're going to partner together with them, and it is going to be absolutely phenomenal and significant what you're able to create because of that. But it's not going to happen with the programming, the conditioning, the problems, and the identity that you have at this point in time. All right, so what is it that you can do? This is the reason why I offer a class every single month that teaches you an aspect about you. Because right now, you don't trust you. You continue to hurt yourself, not on purpose, but because you were programmed and conditioned to do that. And the people that you're surrounding yourself with are also doing it. Okay, go to drewdawnferguson.com/thrive. T-H-R-I-V-E. See the class that I'm offering you. Join or get the downloads if you can't attend. I even do a group hypnosis session. And if you decide after the class that I am a good fit for you, I will take that investment that you put into that class and I'll put it towards a private session with me. Because my programming, my conditioning, my destiny that pulls me forward, and my identity is one that says, let's make success as easy as possible for you to step into the next level. All right, there you go. DrewDawnFerguson.com/thrive. It is time for you to move from just surviving into thriving. I'm here to help you. What I'm getting ready to share is not for everybody, but if you are the type of person that has been through some stuff in your life and you want to assist others to where they don't either have to go through it, or when they are in it, you want to help them get through to the other side to upgrade as quick as possible. Well, maybe you should marry your passion of helping others with the profit of your own holistic business by becoming a certified hypnotist. Because as a CH, you now have a process and a system that you will be taught that will allow you to showcase your brilliance, as well as the BBS that you've been through, bad belief systems. It allows you to showcase that in a way that assists others. And here's the great thing. Every time you give someone a suggestion for them to be their best, it can actually boomerang back to you to where it also helps you. That means the more people that you assist living a high quality life, then it also works for you automatically. Okay. If this sounds like something that you might want to investigate, then go to dawnlandrum.com and click on Become a Certified Hypnotist and see exactly what the program offers you. Besides just the fact that it's virtual, you can attend from anywhere, and you can get your certification by 2 evenings a week for just 12 weeks. Okay, if you have any questions, you can reach out to me, 636-699-7791,
or there is a button that will pop up on the CH page that says, am I the right instructor for you? And you can click on it and set a time for us to chat. And if I'm not a fit for you, I'll be able to guide you in who you should be looking for. It is time to give your pain a fuller purpose for progress that goes beyond just you. Let's support those that are looking for you, that have a story similar to yours, and you can help them add on an additional chapter that's going to be about the success in their life, and it was because you were there to support them.